Blue Wire.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Rebuild. I'm Henry Ettinger, going solo for this first training camp update today. Jordan is on NBA draft coverage the first two nights of camp, so he's got some days that he will spend out at Browns training camp and is talking to the other ESPN Cleveland members who are out there covering it on the days he is not. There's kind of a rotation going on with restricted access, COVID, all that kind of stuff. But he can't make these first couple of updates to training camp. But like we said on the last podcast, we're going to hit you with one of these every day of camp that we can. And so I'm going to run this first one solo. I'm moving. I'm packing boxes. It's 10:30 at night, but still wanted to get you one of these because it was an exciting first day of Browns training camp. And I think the place to start really is just with the overall disposition of the team. I thought Kevin Stefanski said it best when he was talking about the team's Super Bowl expectations and said, you know, basically all 32 teams can talk about it, but it's extremely difficult to do. And so they're, you know, excited to come back and put in the work. And he had some funny quotes about how he's not good at measuring vibes, stuff like that. But I've talked about this before on this show. It does feel like a different vibe from 2 years ago. And I think that's the interesting comparison to make. Is Stefanski always feels like he's in control when he's at the podium. And you didn't necessarily feel that confidence with Freddie Kitchens. You didn't really feel it with Hugh Jackson either. But Stefanski he's an old school guy. He's not going to give you anything in the press conference. But what I also think is interesting, and this is the part I've brought up on previous shows, is it seems like the team follows in his footsteps. The team embraces that same mentality at the podium, where I'm not sure they did among previous coaches that had Stefanski's demeanor. I think there were some other Browns coaches that were pretty stoic at the podium, but you see it from everybody, Miles Garrett, Jarvis Landry. It's a clear message among everyone. Yes, there are Super Bowl expectations, but also Stefanski's message of, hey, it's about the work, was repeated by everybody who stepped up to that podium today. And so that's what I thought was just the overall storyline from the day. Is you can see the continuity within the team, both in terms of the players returning, but also in terms of the messaging. It's the same message throughout every guy that stepped up to the podium. So that's where I wanted to start with things.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
In terms of other news that we got, and this happened before camp, but then it turned into action today, Odell Beckham Jr. not on the PUP list. He was out there today. There was video footage of him, Baker Mayfield, connecting on some passes. He also spoke about how there's something special going on here. So all good vibes around Odell Beckham Jr. The knee looks good. Everybody's saying you can't tell a difference. It was really his receiving core teammates that made the headlines on the field in terms of what I'm told. Jarvis Landry burned Denzel Ward with a nice double move. Anthony Schwartz had a deep pass down the field as well. So Odell's teammates were the ones making noise early, but there'll be plenty of time in camp for Odell to make some plays as well. Certainly not going to read too much into that specifically. Now, like Jordan's been hammering home, the key is to stay healthy. And the Browns had an early scare, I'd say, at least among the fans who didn't know what was going on. Greedy Williams. And this is interesting, actually. Greedy Williams started out the day as the second corner, not Greg Newsome. the rookie that the Browns drafted out of Northwestern. And I brought this up on the last podcast as a possibility that, hey, maybe Greedy Williams is going to contend for that spot if he is indeed healthy. Of course, he missed the whole last season with the nerve issue, only played 12 games his rookie year. And he left the field early today, and that raised some eyebrows about, uh-oh, is there something going on with Greedy Williams? Turns out it was just a heat-related issue. You know, it was really hot in Cleveland today. I'm in Chicago right now. It was super hot in Chicago as well. Apparently nothing serious. No major, you know, expectations that he's going to miss any time or anything like that. That was reported by Cleveland.com. So they said a source confirmed that it was a heat-related issue for Greedy Williams. Really, the only other storyline, I would say, you know, there were some people, you know, missing in action that were expected, Tony Fields, Tyrannus Johnson. But the only other story I would say is Jordan's prediction about the starting linebackers is off to a good start. Anthony Walker, and then Mac Wilson were the starting linebackers today. And that's an interesting position battle to watch going forward. Jordan and I both expressed concerns about Mac Wilson's viability on this roster. And I'm not going to say those are gone after one day, but you see, you know, maybe there was something to the fact that he might've been injured last year. We'll see. There are a lot of time still in camp. Of course, there were some linebackers missing from that room. Tony Fields, not there. JOK on the COVID reserve list. So there will be more competition introduced, but just some things to note so far on day one of things. So that's all we got for day one here with you on the rebuild. As I said, going to bring you training camp updates every day. Jordan and I will start to discuss, you know, more about how the position battles are going, what he's hearing, things like that. But just, you know, really on the first day, wanted to give you guys kind of the key takeaways. Some Super Bowl expectations. Odell Beckham's back, and it sounds like Greedy Williams is going to be okay too. So until next time, Browns fans, just two words for you. Go Browns.